it's time for our 5-Minute Friday. This is Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a facial plastic specialist, and I'm interested in making everyone look their best. So I'm located in Pasadena. Check out my work on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And today on the 5-Minute Friday, I want to teach you all about Botox. Nurse Val and I are going to chat about Botox and why are people so scared of getting Botox? So Nurse Val and I are going to teach you all about Botox. And I think on the podcast today, let's talk about why are people so scared of getting Botox? Nurse Val, tell us about you.
About me. So I was in the Navy for 8 years and they gave me a lot of lines and wrinkles. A lot of stress was in that. Definitely a stressful lifestyle. So I did have a lot of headaches, a lot of migraines, but as anybody in the veteran community, you don't go to doc and you don't complain about stuff. All they give you is Motrin, which is why my liver functioning is getting damaged. But
that and the sailor liver.
No, it's not that at all. So when I got out here, started working with Dr. K, it was a different type of stress, but it was good. It was a lot of learning, and I learned a lot about Botox. And there is kind of like a stigma to Botox, I think, that I had to overcome here in talking to patients, even though I didn't really believe it myself until I tried it. And my God, what it does for you is just remarkable.
It's been around for more than 20 years. So I think that that's a very rudimentary and basic way of thinking about it, but it's a purified protein. Like every single one of the drugs that we take, it's developed in a laboratory. It came from a bacteria. However, it's a purified toxin and it's titrated in ultra, ultra small doses. And really, it only acts as a toxin because it binds to an important receptor that contracts those frown muscles. And it's been safely used in millions of people now, millions and millions. And in the beginning, Botox was used to treat babies with crooked eyes with strabismus. And it's progressed from there to this whole aesthetic industry. And it's got so many uses. So I think people are scared of the idea of putting Botox in because they think they're going to look frozen because that's what they see on TV. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe that. I think people think that they judge them on where everybody else is. They see other people, bad injectors, and they're like, oh, my God, I don't want to look like that. I don't want to do Botox. But I Botox my face. I Botox my masseters, and I feel great. I can still frown at my 11-year-old daughter and raise my eyebrows at the crazy patients who come in here and like, I want to do my cheeks and my under eyes and my lips, and I want to do it with one syringe. And then like I can be expressive with them, and they're surprised when I tell them that I do Botox my face. I'm just I do it light because I don't want the etched in lines, but I do appreciate how it smooths them out for me.
I think you look good. I think it looks amazing. And then that's my forte, is treating patients in a really natural and beautiful and elegant manner so you don't look done. You never want to be the face that looks like, oh, she's had Botox. That's when you're looking like you were on Botched or on the Hollywood Housewives type of thing. And for my patients, I see working moms, athletes, doctors, lawyers, like teachers, judges, all kinds of people. And they want to have a little bit of facial expression, and you definitely can have that. So I think the key is finding a great injector who can give you the look you want, the look that matches your vibe. You have to have a look that matches your personality and your vibe. And one of my pet peeves is when we get patients who come in and say, okay, I need X number of units today. Like, I only need 10 units or 7 units. I have a patient who says she only needs 7 units of Botox. And it just kind of makes me frown those frown muscles because like, please trust your injector to know how many units you need, because they can titrate based on how your muscles of your forehead and face look. And your face changes over time. The more you Botox, the more the muscles atrophy. So logically, the next time you do Botox, perhaps your dose will have changed. And as you age, you're not going to stay on the same number of units of Botox over 5 years. Hopefully, things smooth out to where you need a little less Botox. And you don't want to be over Botox by underestimating or overestimating the number of units. And Val, what are your tips for your Botox?
For keeping Botox and like long term, I think it's a great treatment. I do think you need to switch it up. So not just Botox. I mean, that's a brand name that everybody knows. But trying Zeman and Dysport, that way you kind of switch it up and your muscle doesn't get used to the same kind of protein, the same toxin, the same treatment. So you want to mix it up so you get a little bit of variety and your keeps your body guessing like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a phenomenon called tachyphylaxis when your body gets used to a certain medication. For example, if you every day take Claritin for your allergies, at some point Claritin is less effective and you do need to switch over and take another antihistamine like Allegra or Zyrtec. So it's very similar with Botox. If you're the person who feels like Botox wears off so fast for you, it just doesn't last. More than likely, your body's gotten a little used to it and you have a very great immune system and your immune system recognizes that protein and kicks it out fast. Or you're super athletic or very super expressive, and high metabolism people do have a tendency to run through their Botox faster. So for you guys, I recommend switching to a highly purified version of Botox called Xeomin. And it is ultra pure, definitely does not have all those pure proteins, the amount of proteins that regular Botox has in it. So I use a lot of Xeomin for myself. I do tend to go back and forth. And I don't think there's any stigma with regular Botox or Xeomin or Dysport. You just need to try them all. They're like Pepsi and Coke, and you eventually will figure out what's your flavor. And that's like a really simple, logical way to think of it. For Dysport, we sometimes use that when we want to see things working faster. Like Dysport starts working in 24 to 48 hours. So that weekend wedding you're going to, you might see it already working by then. For Xeomin, we tend to use that if you're running through your regular Botox fast and you maybe have resistance to the proteins of regular Botox, we'll switch you to Xeomin. And regular Botox I love because we, frankly, we're all trained on regular Botox. And I really have a lot of finesse with that in my hands. Just because I've been using it so long, I really know how to interpret how that molecule works great. So those are some fun Friday tips on your Botox. To recap then, don't be scared of Botox. Will it make you frozen?
No, it will not.
And should you ask your injector to put X number of units in your face because you know the best?
No, you should not.
You should trust your injector. And lastly, should you mix it up?
Yes, mix it up.
There you go. That's our act for today. So think about Botox for your face. Please don't be scared. Try it. It wears off in about 90 to 120 days. The average person, 4 to 6 months, you can get some beautiful improvement in your overall expression. You look like you.
Just better. Just better.
That's it for now. Thanks for tuning in to our 5-Minute Friday. Catch us on Tuesdays for a longer podcast. And don't forget to find us on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. Our website is the same, www.beautybydrkay.com. And for those of you who want to subscribe to the podcast, review it, and screenshot your review, email that over to info@beautybydrk. And we are going to send you a sample of our neck cream or our nighttime diamond line refine, which is amazing Retin-A to tighten your pores. An amazing neck cream to tighten those crepey necks. So check out our skincare line at Beauty by Dr. K and see you next time. Stay beautiful.